File number 2108. Interview between Major Catherine Lebedev, Russian Main Intelligence Agency, GRU, and Vincent Couture. Location, GRU Building, St. Petersburg, Russia.
How are you feeling, Vincent? I can call you Vincent, right? You had a lot of wine last night. Wish I could have. Appearances, you know how it is.
I'm fine. Thank you.
You barely touched your plate, though. Rose and Eva didn't eat either. Should I tell them to fire the chef?
It's not him. Where we were, the people have more sensitive taste buds than we do. The flavors are a lot more subtle.
Bland.
Yeah, that's how it feels at first. I guess we've gotten used to it. I'm sure the food was great. Thank you for dinner.
You're welcome. I knew you and I would get along. So glad, especially after meeting your daughter. She's so confrontational. Wow. I don't think she and I'll be BFFs.
You've never met her mom.
I wish I had. I know I'm a few years late, but I'm terribly sorry for your loss. I meant that in a good way about your daughter, you know. She has character. I like that. How old is she now? 19?
Yes, she is. How's our friend?
You mean Ekim? Eva told me. Oh, don't make that face. What difference does it make if I know his name? He's not well.
Do you know what's wrong with him?
A lot of things. He's got the flu, for starters. His immune system is completely out of whack, and he's infected with toxoplasmosis.
What?
I know. The Marine, yes, they're called Marines here, too, who got you out of the robot, has cats. They tell me about half the world's population is infected with toxoplasmosis. Did you know? Almost everyone in some places. Most people don't show any symptoms, apparently, but your friend does. A lot of them. And he's not responding to antibiotics, antimalarials, nothing. To be honest, we're afraid the meds will kill him if the disease doesn't.
Please save him. I'm begging you, find a way to save him.
You really care about him.
He's my friend.
Are you sure that's all he is? I thought maybe...
Yes?
Nah. You'll think it's silly. Ah, what the hell? I like to listen to people in restaurants, everywhere. My parents were spies, you know, or maybe you don't know. Well, now you do. Anyway, maybe eavesdropping is a genetic thing. It's like a game. I try to guess things about people. Sometimes I even think I'm good at it. So yesterday at dinner, I couldn't help noticing a bit of tension between you and your daughter. I didn't make anything of it at first. But come dessert, I'm thinking, Eve is mad at Daddy for something. What if she's mad because Ekim got sick? What if Ekim's the boyfriend? Maybe she blames Dad for what's happening. Now, Dad, he loves his daughter. He really doesn't want anything to happen to the boyfriend because he feels responsible and he's afraid his daughter won't forgive him. That's it. That's all I got. Am I close?
I'm afraid not.
I told you you'd think it was silly. Are you sure you don't want some Advil? You look a little pale.
Coffee would be good.
What was I thinking? I've been up for hours. I forgot it's still early. Coming right up. Black, right?
Does it work?
Does what work?
That bubbly, friendly routine.
Oh, that was rude, Vincent. I know. Big bad Russia, right? We're the bad guys. You might want to rethink that. You won't believe it now, but you and I really want the same thing.
How could you possibly know what I want?
Well, right now I know you really want to get out of here, but that will pass when you learn a bit more about what the world is like now. Where would you go if you could? Back to the U.S.? Home to Montreal?
Sounds about right.
Which one? Don't answer that. It doesn't matter. They're pretty much the same now. Oh, come on! You're not even gonna ask? I get why none of you'll say anything, but I don't understand why you won't ask questions. You've been gone 9 years. 9 years. Aren't you the least bit curious about what you've missed? Seriously, even if I only gave you half the truth, that'd be a lot more info than the diddly squat you have right now.
You're saying the U.S. has invaded Canada?
No, they didn't need to. But there are 40,000 American troops there now. There's a Marine base in Montreal.
So we're allies?
You're a little more than that.
Your parliament hasn't met in over 2 years, and your prime minister is assigned to residence. General Scott is running your country. Yours isn't the only one. Venezuela, half the Middle East, North Africa, too. They just took Libya. The Mexican president was a lot more defiant than your prime minister, good for him, but it didn't do much good. The United States now extends all the way to Panama.
How?
The robot, of course. Lapidus. There's a big crater in the middle of Mexico City to remind everyone that it was in their best interest to join the United States.
What about you?
Me?
Russia. I may not ask a lot of questions, but I was listening last night when you told us we landed in Estonia.
And?
And we're here. I take it Estonia isn't as sovereign as it used to be.
Oh, that. Yes, Estonia is now a proud member of the Russian Federation. So is Georgia and pretty much all the stands. To be fair, about half of them asked for it.
And the other half?
Do you drink soda?
What?
Pop. Soda.
I...
Imagine Coke is taking over everything, buying every brand they can get their hands on, and Pepsi is the only thing they can't afford. Now, maybe you like Dr. Pepper, and you want to keep drinking it, but you can't. There is no Dr. Pepper anymore. There's Coke and Pepsi. Some people accept that, but for some it takes a little longer to sink in. Georgia, for example, they couldn't let go of their Fanta.
So you send in tanks, 100,000 men, and have them take the Pepsi challenge with an AK-47 to their head. I don't see how that makes you any different than the other guy.
We're protecting our borders. They're taking over the world.
What about the EDC?
You're funny. That lasted for about a week after Themis disappeared.
There's no United Nations anymore?
No, there's a UN, on paper at least, but that robot is all-American, red, white, and blue through and through, and it's not defending widows and orphans.
And you want to do the same thing with Themis?
I would like to even things out a bit, yes. I don't see anything wrong with that. The only thing stopping them from beaming into the square across the street is the threat of a nuclear strike. Mutual assured destruction. Dun, dun, dun! The mad doctrine is the only play we have left without that robot. You understand how that's a bad thing, right? They know we don't really want to push that button because of that mutual part where everyone ends up extra crispy, so they keep backing us into a corner until we have nowhere to go, then boom, no Coke or Pepsi, just muddy radioactive water.
You do realize there's no way I'm ever going to pilot Themis for you, right?
Oh, Vincent. Vincent, why do you do this to yourself? I know you've seen the way the guards look at your daughter. Do you know how long she can hold her breath? Repeat after me. Exacto knife.
Fuck you.
Well, you kind of asked for it a little bit, don't you think?
Oh.
I know. You'll kill me if I hurt her. I don't doubt for a minute that you mean it. Don't worry. I was just messing with you. I would never hurt your daughter.
How do I know you mean that?
Because you know I don't need to. I could give her a haircut, and you'd be in that robot asking for orders before I get to her bangs. Let's talk about something else, okay? This is just depressing. Let's do something constructive, like maybe saving your friend. To be honest, I'd much rather have him pilot Themis for us.
What do you want me to do?
That's the right attitude. Thank you for asking. You see, our doctors, they won't say it because they're afraid of what'll happen to them, but they have no idea how to save your friend right now. Like, none. And I'm thinking, maybe he knows. Maybe he could save himself, only he won't talk to us. Either he can't understand or he doesn't want to, but I'm sure he'd like to talk to a friend.
What makes you think I can talk to him?
Really? Let me see. He was with you inside Themis. It would make for a boring ride if he couldn't talk to anyone. Yes, you also spent 9 years on his planet. Oh, and you're a linguist. Like, that's the one thing you actually trained for. What else? No, that's it. That's all I have.
I mean, what makes you think it's even possible? They could communicate with something other than sound. They could use chemical reactions, pheromones, touch, telepathy, sign language. Even if they did use sounds, in order to communicate, you'd have to be able to make the sounds and recognize them. They could have a very different articulatory system. They could have no larynx, two of them, something entirely different. Even with the same physiology, they could produce sounds we can't replicate or can't hear. Some of their sounds could be ultrasounds to us. Some could be indistinguishable from one another. They could have 1,000 different sounds where we only hear one. They could produce 12 at the same time. There are so many ways this could not work. I can't hear the tone the right way in Mandarin, let alone reproduce it. I hear it backwards. Up is down, down is up. That's with humans. Imagine the odds on another planet with folks who walk like ostriches, even with the sounds out of the way. What they express could be impossible for us to grasp. They might not use a logic similar to ours. They might not conceptualize things as we do.
Wait, wait. How stupid of me. Duh. I completely forgot I asked Eva if she'd like to talk to him just before you came in. She's with him right now. I'm such a scatterbrain. Seems I don't need you to talk to him after all. But thank you so much for that little lesson just then. That was super interesting. No, don't make that face again. It really was. They seem close, Eva and Ekim. How long have they known each other? The whole 9 years? Less than that?
What difference does it make?
Exactly. What's the point in not telling me? I can just ask her, you know. I'd rather you tell me because the security protocols are a lot tighter with her and I hate the paperwork. But it's okay. You don't have to. Do you know how many forms I have to fill out just to talk to her through a glass wall?
I don't understand. Why would things be any different with her? We all spent the same amount of time over there.
I know, right? I asked the same question when they put her inside that sealed room. Well, for starters, she has more alien DNA than just about anyone we've come across.
That's still just a tiny fraction of her genetics.
Well, tiny fractions matter now. She's an A5.
What's that mean?
It means she'd have a real hard time getting a job. I'm an A1, and I can only make colonel. Most countries keep their A3s in camps. Anyway, that's strike one. Your daughter, being more alien than most, also spent almost half her life on another planet. She was a baby for a few of the years she spent here, so really, most of her life is over there. I'm gonna make a fool of myself again, but I'd be willing to bet that she didn't want to leave. Yes? No? Anyway, strike two. Then, of course, there's the whole dating an alien thing. You know, the same kind that killed 100 million people here on Earth. The kind that destroyed Moscow.
I thought you bombed Moscow yourself.
Potato, potato. The point is, she doesn't inspire a lot of trust right now. I was glad when I found out she's held on to some Earth customs. She gave me the finger the first time I saw her. But still, she speaks friggin' alien.
She's as human as you are. We lived by ourselves. I raised her. Rose did. She was with us.
See? That's the spirit. Now I have something more positive than the finger thing to share with my boss. What else can you tell me? Come on. Anything. Okay, tell me what happened when you landed on Esat Ect. Yeah. Rose told me. It's a good name. What did you do? Was anyone there to greet you? Did you just walk around aimlessly until you ran into people? Please.
We didn't do anything. We were waiting to die.